Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Tuesday and welcome back to our Tune In Tuesday self-reflection practice. Today, I have a topic in mind that's centered around specific relationships in your life. And this is something that's so interesting because how we feel in our day-to-day directly is affected by how we are relating with other people. And sometimes we have a very challenging relationship in our lives, something that tends to rub us the wrong way or something that tends to trigger us again and again, but we're not 100% aware of the fact that it's happening. So we might find ourselves reacting in different ways in that relationship or from how we feel in that relationship to other people too. And it's something that's great to get to the root of so we can have some clarity around why we feel the way we feel.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
So to really get to the truth of the matter, let's take a moment to close the eyes and tune into the breath, into the body. It's becoming very present here in this moment. And then inquiring here. What is a relationship that challenges you right now? What is a relationship or someone in your life where you feel like you are struggling in that relationship in this moment? A relationship that's, man, this isn't easygoing right now. And see just immediately which relationship first comes to mind. Perhaps you're super blessed and every single relationship you have with everybody is totally easy, no problem. Chances are that's not entirely true because we're all human beings. All human beings are flawed. We tend to have triggers pop up in different ways, especially with the people who are the closest to us, or our closest family, our closest friends. So just as you're inquiring on that topic, what is a relationship that's actually really hard for you to navigate right now? It could be a relationship with either of your parents, maybe one of your siblings. Maybe you have some challenges with your partner, your husband, your wife, boyfriend, girlfriend. Perhaps something going on at work, an acquaintance. What is a relationship where you know that you are totally challenged or triggered right now? And then just the moment that person or that relationship comes to mind, linger there for a little bit. Acknowledge the fact that, okay, this is not an easy relationship for me to be in. Okay, see if you can stay there and be present with that without judging it and without judging the other person, just in a neutral sense. Acknowledge that this is a challenge for me. And then we take it one step further. So what is it about this person, or what is it about this relationship that's so challenging and difficult for you right now? Is it the way and how this person communicates with you? Is it their tone when they talk to you? Is it how they treat you? Is it at all related to you, or perhaps related to how they speak to other people or what they represent for you? What is it about this person that's creating some struggles and some challenges for you in your life? This is an important inquiry to make, really getting to the root of that. What is it that's actually hard for you in this relationship? Sometimes we think that, oh, people are just difficult and I can't deal with him or I can't deal with her. But there is something about how this person is acting, something about how the dynamics you're experiencing in this relationship affects you, something around what's actually going on under the surface when it comes to relating with this person that's rubbing up against something that's already painful within you. And this is so interesting and so true so very often that those day-to-day relationships, those day-to-day struggles that we have with other people, most of the time, it's not so much about them, but about what they bring up inside of ourselves. So whatever wounds or pains we already have present in our hearts, other people will come and kind of poke on that and shed light onto what hurts, what's challenging, what's scary. What are my fears? What do I worry about? And people will bring that to surface because it gives you an opportunity to heal. So what if the most challenging person in your life right now is actually your biggest key? What if there's a learning or a lesson here of how to set a firm boundary for yourself, how to put yourself first? How to find forgiveness in your heart, how to be kind. There's some beautiful thing that you're going to learn by moving a little bit deeper into the why of this relationship. Why is this a challenge for you? Now let's take another moment just to acknowledge that, just to feel into that, just to get present. It doesn't mean you have to act on anything today, but bringing that to surface so that you know why you feel the way you feel is so important when it comes to your ability to take care of yourself. Let's blink the eyes open. If you'd like to continue inquiring on this, please journal on this topic a little bit today and see if you can find even more answers right at the center of your own heart. Thank you so much for this practice. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.